Hey, good afternoon. This is Billing Office. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm calling about a bill that was sent to me.
Okay, sure. I'm definitely helping out you. Before we can start, can you please tell me the name of the provider or the doctor?
Dr. Corey Hunter.
Dr. Corey Hunter. Just a moment. Can you please give me the account number? It's mentioned on your bill, top right corner.
You said top left corner?
Yeah, top left corner. Its account number is mentioned. I think it's a 4-digit number.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
20784.
Just a moment.
You call this number?
Yeah.
What is this one?
Hello?
Just a moment, I'll check in my system. Allow me a few moments.
Hello?
Yeah, just a moment, madam. My system is a little bit slow, that's why it take your time. Just allow me a moment. You said your account number is 20784. Is it correct?
Well, this bill is from Ainsworth Institute of Pain Management.
Yes, this is an Ainsworth Institute of the Pain Management Billing Office. Can you please give me the account number one more time?
Well, it says Trans ID. I don't see an account number on here.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in the left, it's in the right side. 3409.
3409, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the name of the patient is Overton, right?
Yeah, Reginald. He's right here.
Yeah, Reginald. And you had received the bill of $1,457.36, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is the question regarding this bill?
Yeah, this bill is from 2022. That's number one.
Okay.
And number two is, well, how come this is for coronavirus and DNA?
No, you not receive the bill for the corona test. You receive the bill for the RFA procedure, which performed on 2022. Is the cervical RFA procedure is performed? It's to you and your insurance. Just a moment. Why you receive the bill? Let me check. Yeah, so you received the bill for the cervical RFA procedure, madam. Received the bill for the coronavirus epidemic.
Okay, but this bill for this person under this company was under workers' comp.
Yeah, I know this is in workers' comp insurance, but your workers' comp insurance is not paid this claim, and clearly stated that this injury is not covered under this plan, under this insurance. And even we contest with the insurance, but insurance denied our request, and as per the practice suggestion, we billed to the patient.
But how could it be denied under workers' comp?
No, patient, but this service, this procedure which performed by a doctor to the patient is not covered under the patient
insurance. Under workers' comp?
Yeah, it's not covered under the workers' comp.
So what about the regular insurance?
So, no, we not submit the claim to any other insurance. We just submit the claim for the worker comp insurance, which is NYSIF.
Okay, we, hold on one second.
Okay, and if you have any questions, why...
Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
So, there's two things here. This, you have to call, first, number one, the first thing is that the client, the patient is in bankruptcy court, and this bill is old from 2022.
I'm so sorry for that. I'm barely hear you. Your voice is broken.
Okay, okay, there's two things. If it's not covered in the workers' comp, we wouldn't need to know why, and I don't see the detail on the back of the bill. The second thing is this client, this patient is under bankruptcy as of 2024. So I don't know if this bill is going to fall under there. The third thing is he has regular insurance, but we need to know why workers' comp is not accepting it because he's not going to be able to pay it. So you need to run it. If not, you're going to have to go under his insurance 890.
90.
851. 513.
Right,
okay. That's his medical insurance. But being the, and because he's not going to be able to pay because he's in bankruptcy, that's going to be another issue with this. It's going to have to go through the court.
Okay. So we're not aware about the bankruptcy first in 2024, the patient. Second thing, mm-hmm. You said... why the work and comps is not paid, right? So we
yes.
have the EOB received from the insurance, so we will send it to you. No, we don't.
Okay.
We don't send you directly. We'll send the practice and practice manager. His name is Anjali Bryson. She will send it out to you. May I know
okay.
your fax number or the email ID? So we will reach out to you through the email ID.
Okay, it's going to be M for Mary, I... S-S-I-S-R, the number one, at Gmail.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we first send it to EOB through email, and second,
mm-hmm.
bankruptcy, we talk to the practice regarding the practice manager, and she will take a step for the next, and we will update you within the 48 working hours. Regarding these.
Okay, and what we'll do is, too, in the meantime, we'll submit this to our attorney so they can be aware of what's going on. But I gave you the insurance ID for the regular insurance, but before you, you know, you have that as your information, but we need to know why workers' comp didn't cover this in 22.
Sure. We will update you within
okay.
24 hours.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Okay, all right.